Hello, my love. Welcome to Shamanic Heart Space. My name is Nancy, and I am going to offer some guidance through this Scorpio full moon eclipse coming in and around the 23rd, 24th of April, 2023. So please take what resonates and leave what doesn't. These are very, very strong times. And everybody's going through something, but pretty sure not everything I'm going to say is going to land. But it can be helpful to go back and listen again as you go through any month when I do these readings, because some things will come to light as time passes, right? This month of April, I'm sure you've noticed, is really full of movement, and this eclipse that's coming in, well, the one that already happened, has triggered a lot of change, the one at the beginning of April in Aries. And yeah, so there's a lot sort of rumbling in the ethers is the only way I can describe it. There's a lot happening behind the scenes and on the scene. So it is a lot to deal with, and it feels like a lot to deal with in many cases. To try and ground it a bit more and put it a bit more into context, this is a whole month of change, but it's also ongoing change. We are in an eclipse corridor, which means there's like a series of eclipses happening. And if you go back and listen to some of my previous episodes, I talk more about how eclipses work, and I see them as portals where, yeah, we go down certain routes and roads and make decisions that then play out possibly over a number of years. So yeah, this time is no different, really. The first thing that I want to say to you is that your only priority is to choose your higher state of being at all times going forward, but especially during April. There's a lot of energy that may feel heavy, confusing, like it wants to drag you down, but that isn't the goal here. The goal is to try and maintain your balance and your anchored state within yourself, no matter what is going on. And you may be really tuning into things that are going on in the wider world, in your community, but as well as your personal situation, things and feelings that are in your heart, in your body, things coming back around from the past as we're still in a retrograde to look at. I just want to remind you that I always say it, I hope it's not getting boring, but things are not happening to you, they're happening for you. So, yeah, if you're new here, just to let you know that I yawn when I'm channeling. So you will hear me trying to stifle those yawns. Here's one now. It's just a rush of energy and information as I open up to, yeah, the connection that I channel via. And also, what's kind of always important when you're listening or working with me or somebody like me is to see what comes up for you, what's important for you. When you're around people that can connect with, or listening to people that can connect with, let's say, higher vibrational frequencies, often you can plug into that. So see what messages come through for you personally. You may want to use your oracle cards, you may want to journal, you may want to stop and think at various points, ponder what I'm saying and what that really means for you. Now, I don't tend to tell chronologically. That's just not how it works. Time is not a linear thing. It's vertical, if anything. So just try to bear with me on that. I'm not an astrologer, but I can pick up on a big picture of frequency. And I do that at least every new and full moon on the podcast, so please make sure that you are subscribed so that you get notifications when I do these messages. I'm about to head into the jungle again. I work with plant medicines, have done for 24 years. And I'm not really too sure exactly what's going on the ground in the world, but I can feel it. And I'm sure you are feeling the same. So, this is an important first message, that your only priority is to choose your own higher state of being. So if you're feeling particularly sad or angry or whatever you're feeling, don't judge yourself. You are where you are, and it is what it is. And you might not be able to find solutions right now if you're looking for solutions, but they will come. Everything changes, everything moves, everything passes. And I'm going to invite you to really think about that for a moment, that everything does pass and everything does change, as with nature. So things do have to die away in order to make room for the new. And you may be in a position where you're feeling excited about the changes, and like it's about time that this was happening. You also may be feeling somewhere where you're stuck or lost or whatever it is. So I'm just going to ask you, what's your wavelength that you can always come back to? Can you always come back to feeling grateful, feeling love, feeling peace? Choosing one of those higher states. My default is love and compassion, almost to my detriment in some cases. But that's why I always come back to when I feel overwhelmed, which I have been feeling overwhelmed myself recently, as well with traveling and lots of change, lots of loss, lots of grief. What can I always come back to when my emotions are, when I'm feeling lots at once, or there's just too many things to organize and think about? I just try to come back to that love and compassionate state for myself, for my situation, for anyone that's involved in what I'm going through as well. And that can help me to feel very grounded. So what is your natural state of being? And you might not be able to label it. More importantly is that you can feel it anyway, that you can access it. So I invite you at this time to consider that. And it may change as you continue to expand and evolve on your path yourself. But please just do remember that you've done the old patterns. So now, what is the new story? What are the new patterns that you want to create for yourself? If there are people or situations or feelings or thought patterns, yada, da, 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 that keep coming round, now it's time to do something differently. And that's what we're being invited to do and, well, begin doing throughout this April. So, if you're new to this, when you notice an old fear or thought or habit coming up, you can just cut it off. Sometimes, the way the brain works, it just runs its usual pattern. Just like, if you have a regular job, you take the same route every day, right? I like to imagine a big scissors, gardening shears, and I just, not right now, snip, I'm not going to think about that right now. I can always come back to it later. And I'm not talking about spiritual bypassing here where you ignore something. I'm talking about old patterns. So let's say you have a fear around lack. I don't have enough money, or how am I going to earn money, or what do I do about this? Just snip and change the thought pattern. Something is always going to come your way to help you out. And in difficult times, initiatory times such as these, you're always going to learn something if you allow yourself to, if you open yourself up to surrendering to that. So this is really kind of going higher than you were before, but consciously doing it. I don't want to feel like this anymore. So I'm going to make a really big effort, 100%, to check in with my natural higher state of being. As I said, for me, I try to go back to love and compassion always. So it's kind of like, I hope this makes sense, but looking past what appears to be immediately there in front of you. So you may have some kind of obstacle or situation that is just so confronting and feels so much bigger than you. But if you can just see through that, through the veneer, through the illusion to what's really happening there, what pattern is being revealed to you by you coming back to, let's say, a lower vibrational frequency. So I'm not talking about future thinking, future planning. This is not something that really happens with the head. For me, it happens with the heart. It's an energy thing. But for you, it might be different. I'm laughing. I don't know if you can hear the dogs having a chat with each other as I say that. Yeah, it's an energy thing. And, you know, what's really being shown to you. And it, a couple of things that I'm being invited to share with you is where we can impose roles on other people. So, for example, if you have an ongoing problem with a sibling, maybe look at your expectations of that sibling. They're just a person like you. They have the label of sibling, which comes with all sorts of expectations and connotations. And when you can sort of say, well, they're just a person like me, maybe I'm expecting, well, not like you in personality, so on and so forth, but, you know, just a person struggling through. Maybe you can start to see it differently than expecting them. Well, that's my older brother, let's say. So he should be doing X, Y, and Z. Well, why? Who said that? Who put that role down? Yeah, that seems quite important right now. So I would urge you to lean into compassion. You know, throughout this time, it can be very helpful, and always actually, to choose to put yourself in situations. For example, voluntary work, something bigger than you, connecting with something bigger, where you can gain some perspective that maybe your situation is not the end of the world. And also always utilizing your own, let's call them spiritual practices. I'm finding that moving the body is very, very important. Breathing consciously is very, very important. Otherwise, things are going to get stuck, and they tend to get stuck in the head or somewhere in the body that then will or can turn into illness. So it's important to keep it moving as much as possible. Now, when we feel depressed and we feel stuck and we feel anxious, we do just want to sit still and we just feel like a rabbit in the headlights, right? But there are lots of energies coming together. Strong, intense pressure, all of those things are coming together, but that means there's going to be a breakthrough. So if you are feeling like you're staring at this enormous brick wall of challenges, looking through past the other side of that brick wall, breakthrough is going to come. It's not going to continue being difficult forever. As long as you can love yourself, take care of yourself, and be open to the lessons. And being open to as well, not taking things too personally. There's a, you know, a big spiritual web going on, you know, that's connecting all of us in one way or another. And our external lives provide us with a mirror as to what's going on inside of us. Quite often. I mean, there are some caveats to that as well. But we are mirrors for other people and they are for us as well. So this is important. This is how we can learn and we can look at energies that come round in different human forms. this is what we're talking about, pattern breaking. So changing things up, changing the way you talk to that person, changing whether you're going to continue talking to that person. Doing something new. I've been saying this for a while, picking up something that you've wanted to try for a while, or something you've never even thought of before even. So what's happening here is making us look at ourselves and our lives, and this has been going on a long time. I do feel a bit repetitive sometimes with these messages, but instead of looking outward and, you know, perhaps a little bit of victim mentality of this is happening to me, looking inward, even looking at yourself in the mirror and talking to yourself can be really powerful. So looking at routines, what truths you believe, where your energy is going. If you feel like you're banging your head against the wall, you know, the best part's when you stop. So we're in a process of really letting go of a lot of old stuff. We can't travel forward. We can't expand all that much with excess baggage. So what can you let go from your life that's not serving you, that's weighing you down? And this can be a thought pattern. This can be an addiction. This can be relationships of all forms. This can be a job. You might notice, if you're used to me, you might notice I'm feeling that I'm being very deliberate in how I'm speaking. I don't normally speak so slowly when I'm channeling, because the information comes through very quickly. But I've had to really, really ground myself. Since just before the last eclipse, because everything has been so fast and so strong. I have to be grounded. I have to really discern what messages I am going to pass on, and not just be this open vessel for messages all the time. You know, I do get a say in it. And I share that with you because the same goes for you. You have choices every moment in your life. So where you feel powerless, where you feel stuck, well, what could you do that would radically shake things up? And I will tell you now, that is probably the scary thing. The thing that you may be required to do might be the thing that scares you the most. And I've got lots of stories about that throughout my life, in when I had different incarnations in this lifetime, where, you know, you need to step up. And in order to step up, you've got to grow up and you've got to do things a bit differently. So yeah, this is very fast and it's very initiatory energy. We are kind of jumping through portals. We are changing timelines. And this is really positive. This can be really productive. This can be like you're, you know, studying really hard and fast and you do the exam early, you know, even if it's hard, especially if it's hard. But this is positive and this is a productive time. There is a lot of support available to us in the ethers. Now, you all know I live and work and am coming from a shamanic perspective, which is all-encompassing. It's holistic. It's, you know, connecting with all the energies of the earth, the universe, with each other. Nothing is separate. Everything is one. Everything is living. And so what is going on now is huge and affecting everybody. And I think that's an important reminder. If you're anything like me, you might be prone to a bit of hermiting and just wanting to, I can deal with this myself, but that's still ego talking. That, you know, where you want to go away and hide, and oh, I don't want to be a burden to anyone. I don't want to put my stuff on other people. Or even the other end of the spectrum, no one can help me, I'm just going to do it myself, you know. So if there are people around, if you have found your clan, people that you can trust, open up. Just be yourself. My advice that's coming through, it's not my advice, the advice that's coming through, is to embrace this change. It's not the first time something like this has happened on this planet, but it's certainly the most difficult. And I don't know much about history. I can travel there and experience it that way. I don't get it from books, but many civilizations have fallen, have been lost, have changed, etc. It's a natural part of things, and that is what's happening. So embracing that and dropping whatever and whomever is not serving your highest good is going to make that easier for starters, because we've really got to let go of old stories, and we can use them in service to other people. Like, a lot of my stories are useful to some people because I've been there, and storytelling is a wonderful and, you know, ancient way of passing on learning and means of growth for people. But not feeling an attachment to them. You're not that person anymore, and you don't have to be that person anymore. These things have happened, and you have grown from them, and now they no longer serve you. They are part of you so that you can go on to serve other people, because we all need to help each other moving forward. So attaching to old stories and ways of being really holds you back. And it can be difficult to wade through those cobwebs and kind of like, what's mine, what's important, they did this to me, or, you know, whatever, something that you're used to. You've got neurological pathways, and you've got physiology, and you've got an ego that kind of expects things to stay the same. But we're in this huge moment of change. So it takes conscious work and conscious living, from being mindful of the water you're drinking, the food you're eating, the exercise you're doing. You know, if you are going to go and let's use the example of going to a gym. If you're just going to watch Netflix while you're at the gym, you're not really consciously engaging in what your body's doing, this amazing thing that your body's doing when you're exercising. Or if you're going for a walk, but you're thinking about something else rather than connecting with nature, unless, you know, you do need to connect with that thing you're thinking about. If you're, you know, whatever you're doing, be really conscious in what you're doing so that you don't get too lost. What has come to pass has passed. It's gone. And now you can really reinvent yourself. A useful exercise that I've done with many of my clients is thinking about who and what you wanted to be as a kid. And did that come to pass? Is there anything that still resonates from there? Because maybe as you've gone through life, conditioning and things have happened along the way that have moved you off that path. So during a Mercury retrograde, as April is, we're being asked to sit with all of those things. So you can reinvent yourself, and you can be whoever and whatever you want to be right now. You don't have to wait. You can start living it right now. You choose at every moment. And if you have a tendency to get into the head and to, you know, a bit like distracted, daydreamy about the past, old plans and ideas, or even too much into the future, just come back to the present moment. Now, also through this eclipse, through April, wounds may be coming up, and old hurts. And so that's so you can address them, and you don't have to carry them anymore. You don't have to bring that kind of damaged part of you forward anymore. And what I do, we can call that soul retrieval, or even extraction work. Otherwise, you know, you're choosing your own suffering. You may be enjoying your suffering, and many people do. Many people are unaware that they're enjoying it even. And if you're just not ready and you don't want to, you know, let go of the suffering, then crack on. But, you know, this is a time to really let go of any victim mentality. And you might not feel like you're being a victim, but all of us have a bit of victim in there somewhere. It's the ego can do that. You know, we all have a little bit of everything. And some things come to the surface at different times. That's just how it is. Right, so also, there may be a requirement to tell someone the consequences of their actions. And you can do that without expecting anything, like an apology or even a response. You know, there's many ways to communicate now. If I'm telling someone my perspective, I tend to like to do it face-to-face, but, you know, there are voice notes, there are text messages, there are lots of things. Just voice it, free yourself, let them know. If that's not an option, you can write a letter, you know, or you can write an email and not send it. If you usually keep quiet, or if you usually don't allow yourself to get angry, maybe this is going to be a time to allow that to come to the surface, you know. All emotions are valid, all of them. And I think in society we're kind of told anger is a bad thing or sadness is a bad thing and come on, get over it. But these can all be alchemized for a really positive purpose. And that's the point. That's the point. It's your time now. You are here now. You incarnated now here as an earth dweller, an interdimensional earth dweller. And of course, you deserve to have your say. You don't need to follow rules, self-imposed rules, usually. You can be the maverick. You can break free now. You can be seen, you can be heard, you can make those choices. This is really the time for people pleasing and victimhood and all of that. Really, it's over. Coming back to, yeah, self-love, what do you need? And you can, you know, I just talked about anger, but you can voice what's in your heart with love and compassion, without blame. You know, I felt this when this happened, and I'm not blaming you for that, but I need to say it. Please hear me. And then that's how you will make your evolutionary leap at this time. I'm quite a fan of quantum leaps. Leaping. Yeah. It means breakthrough. It means freedom. It means awakening. It means doing things differently. So, change things up. Lose the routine. Don't let anything stalk you. You know, if you can stalk yourself, well, just switch it up. And there are many ways you can do this. And what I mean by stalking yourself is, like, if you're a stickler for your routine, you can change that. You can change how you go to work. You can change your hours if you work for yourself. You can drop something from your offering list. Like, you can eat differently, you can change how many meals you have a day. There's lots of things you can do. Okay, so there's a lot more that I want to say about this eclipse, and I'm going to put all of that in the subscribers section, which will also include ways to help you manage, you know, through crystals, herbs, teas, routines. I was going to say rituals there, but this is not a good time for rituals. So please come and join me over there on Patreon, on Spotify subscribers. There's just so much happening. And I just want to say, if there's a lot of fear around you and getting to you, try not to engage. There are those things happening, and there are practical things you can do to actively help. And if you can't, just come home to yourself. focus on love, or that, you know, that frequency we talked about at the top, you know that vibrating at higher frequencies raises the frequency for all of us. So if you can do one thing, just don't get sucked down into darkness and fear and lower vibrational stuff, whether you're looking externally or internally. Yeah. So I really hope you found that helpful. And, you know, there's many ways that you can connect with me as well. If you want to work with plant medicine, such as ayahuasca, you want to learn about shamanism, get extra support, my website, shamanicheartspace.org, is there. And all that extra content over on Spotify, subscribers, etc. So, yeah, this is rebirth. It's time to let the old die and try and embrace and connect with serenity. Thank you so much to my subscribers who make this free episode possible. And I, yeah, will be diving deeper in those subscribers' episodes. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your journey as well. I send you love. I send you light. I send you high vibes throughout April and for this Scorpio full moon eclipse. And I send that love from my heart to yours. I hope to connect with you very soon. Lots of love. I'm Nancy, and this is Shamanic Heart Space.